original Harriet version. I've got the Pooh Sticks Great White Wonder and Darren Heyman's solo album. You want it, I've got it, I'm talking about everything. All the great Casino Club records on tape. Hand signed, sealed and numbered. Roadrunner by the Modern Lovers. Ooh. An early version of the Jeff Beck Quintet. Oh. The entire AC/DC box set. Ooh. You want it, I've got it, I'm talking about everything. I've got the fabulous Stain soundtrack. Oh. On tape. For the Helen Love single, mail order only. Sent a check to the Damage Goods post box, but it never came. Rocking out to the Spins EP. I've got everything by GBV. On tape! On tape!
Oh yeah, we've got it on tape here at the Radio Thrift Shop. On 45, on 33, on cassette. The Radio Thrift Shop is a celebration of creativity and radio. At the Thrift Shop, we love everything from old transistor radios to shortwave tuners to Wi-Fi internet stream receivers, from crystal AM sets to satellite radio. Radio Thrift Shop celebrates broadcast medium that we call the airwaves. To open today's program, I'm going to dig into my 45 crate. We're going to hear some indie pop music. And a little bit later on, I'm going to talk about the American Amateur Press Association, of which I am a member. Just love this tune, The Living Marimbas. All right, let's see what we get on the shelves this week.
Oh, darker days are drawing near. The winter winds will be much colder. Now you're not here. I watch the birds fly south across an autumn sky, and one by one they disappear. I wish that I was flying with them. Now you're not here. Like the sun through the trees, you came to love me. Like a leaf on a breeze, you blew away. Trees, you came to love me. Like a leaf on a breeze, you blew away. A gentle rain falls softly on my weary eyes, as if to hide.
But he's never been there before. He is not the same as his mother was. Different in a sense, the prize will not help as he takes them up. And then he sits all alone as he takes them up. And then he sits all alone. Just the same, he is horrified. Spends the hours reading books to himself. Stolen what she had. Well, what was the time? German language is now all that he has. Thank you. shattered and addicted to smile. It takes him one, and then he sits all alone. It takes him one, and then he sits all alone. And what he said to me is something that he'll never say again. There's a place I sometimes go to, far away from city lights. An old log cabin in the forest, a homestead fire still burning to that distant promised land.
Privately released 45 from back around 1970. That was Smythe. Don't try this at home, folks. Smythe and Rucker with Sweet Summer Day. Before that, we heard Tim and Sam's Tim and the Sam Band with Summer Solstice. Gregory Webster before that, from a 7-inch single released on Slumberland Records. We heard Promised Land, and that included Pam Berry on background vocals. Very, very wonderful. Before that, Sweet William with Dutch Mother, 45 released on Matinee Records. And before that, on Uni Records from 1968, we heard Vigrass and Osborne, Forever Autumn. We started that set off way back with more of Smythe and Rucka. I'm not going to get that right, am I? A song called Morning Light. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London on a glorious Saturday evening. Online also at classicalwscs.org. I'm going to play a couple more tunes and then talk a little bit about the American Amateur Press Association, the AAPA. Thank you. Compilation called The Mighty Mellow. That was Henry Mancini with Here's Looking, and before that, Bill Conti and Reflections. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS and 90.9 FM in New London. I'm going to talk for a little while about one of my passions, which is amateur journalism and the American Amateur Press Association. And the AAPA is a group of kindred spirits united by an interest in printing, writing, and self-publishing. The AAPA has been promoting personal journalism and creativity now for 8 decades. And if you enjoy creative or technical writing, printing, blogging, graphic arts, book arts, zine making, photography, or simply enjoy reading, the AAPA would welcome you. The AAPA recently relaunched its website, so you can check that out and get more information at aapainfo.org. Again, that's aapainfo.org. Every month, the AAPA sends out a bundle of publications to its membership, and those are, of course, all self-printed, self-published journals. And one of my favorite journals from the past 2 years or so was called What Makes Us Tick, Amateur Journalists and Printers, published by Richard L. Hopkins from Terra Alta, West Virginia. I would just like to read a little bit of the introduction. After discussing our amateur journalism membership woes a year ago, I received a surprisingly vigorous response from several people revealing an overriding passion for the warm, personal relationships our associations have enabled us to develop over the years. It's all about friends and people with common bonds who just happen to be amateur journalists. The responses have been passionate to the extreme, and one person said, quote, "I have no friends outside of the circles of AJ," unquote. More than one has indicated the relationships that they've developed through AJ are perhaps the most important aspects of their lives now. There's absolutely nothing wrong with such relationships. Indeed, our whole motivation should be to share such an opportunity for developing relationships with the present and future generations. That was written by Richard L. Hopkins. What makes us tick? Amateur journalists and printers. Again, for more information, check out aapainfo.org. It's a national nonprofit organization. You do not need to be a printer or a publisher to be involved. So I suggest checking out the website and learning more if that be your interest. So in the spirit of independent publishing and printing and the PaperNet, going to play a tune now by the Boston Typewriter Orchestra.
Each morning at 9, I arrive. I sit in front of my Underwood fire. I type all day. My fingers hurt. I drink coffee, stay alert. I have the Underwood blues. Boston brought to me coffee time. I have the Underwood blues, and I'm barely making a dime. My boss told me I better type fast. If I don't speed it up, I'm not gonna last. I need to concentrate on the home keys. If I wanna keep my job, the boss I have to please. I got the Underwood blues. Boss, he's watching me all the time. I got the Underwood blues, and I'm barely making a dime. In accounting, she's real fine. One of these days, I'm gonna make her mine. They say with numbers, she's real keen. Girl is a whiz on the adding machine. I got the Underwood blues. Boss watching me all the time. To me, he don't smell nice. I gotta go buy him a bottle of Old Spice. He's got hair sticking out of his nose. Every day with dirty clothes, I got the Underwood blues. Boss is watching me all the time. I got the Underwood.
Thank you. Stands on the corner, offering rich news to the poor, and nobody cares. Money is the same for everyone.
Time it drags on, the crowds pass by Tom.
What made him choose selling the news? Though worn is his coat and thin are his shoes, still Tom smiles as he sells the news, shouting at the passers-by. A little time ago, time drags for the clown on the corner. Wheels his bike through drizzle and snow. Tom's no friends, but no one will know. Back to his room where he'll sit on his own. Up his paper, reads some now, saves some for later. Chronicle gives him all the news and all the views, and helps him lose his lonely
pin on the corner for 23 years,
smiling at the people who don't see his fears, but he wouldn't choose anything else. Spring is a little time. Time drags for the clown on the corner. Tom didn't come on time today. Curse the idiot delivery men say. They don't know that Tom's passed away. Lines of newsprint, that was all that Tom's hard work meant.
If you arrive and don't see me, I'm gonna be here.
Okay, a little bit of an amateur journalism themed set here on the Radio Thrift Shop. That was the Brothers Johnson with Strawberry Letter 23. Before that, Peregrine with Newspaper Seller, Leroy Anderson and the Typewriter, and of course the Boston Typewriter Orchestra, the Underwood Blues. This is DJ Frederick, and I'm talking a little bit about the American Amateur Press Association. And the AAPA welcomes zine makers, mail artists, people who write for local newspapers, students of journalism and communication studies majors, bloggers, ebook writers, graphic artists, printers, poets, biographers, photographers, bibliophiles, songwriters, in fact, everyone who loves the printed word. Amateur journalism is a hobby. And amateur is used in the old school sense of the word amateur, people doing what they love for the love of doing it, not for money. For more information, you can check out the newly launched website at aapainfo.org and browse around and see if the AAPA piques your interest. And that is your public service announcement from DJ Frederick.
Over yonder. blinders. What do you see? The sun is rising, most definitely. A new day is coming.
Crystal blue persuasion.
the Psychoground Group with a tune called Traffic. That's going to wrap it up for this edition of the Radio Thrift Shop. A collection of musical curios and a crate digging adventure. I'm DJ Frederick saying thank you for listening. Remember, wherever you are on the planet, take good care of yourself, take good care of your community, and take good care of those you love.